I'm reminded of an encounter I had on the island of Diego Garcia. I walked into the jungle in order to gather some coconuts for the lunch that we had prepared. And in my search for coconuts, I came across, they simply call them jungle fowl, but it's a chicken. A chicken and her many little chicks. It's the first time in my life I've seen the mother hen pop up, put her wings down, and all of the little chicks running underneath her. I was like, oh, that's what Jesus was talking about. As a mother hen desires to gather her chicks to herself, Jesus says he has longed to do the same for Jerusalem. She got really mean at that point too, right? To scare me away. The Pharisees come to Jesus. We don't know whether they're doing him a favor or not, if they're trying to do it out of compassion or if they're using this opportunity to get rid of him. But basically what they're saying to him is, be afraid of Herod. Be afraid. You should flee. Be afraid of him. And yet, Paul's letter, I can't think of a more fitting response. Our struggle is not with flesh and blood, but with principalities and powers, with the world rulers of this present darkness. And when he says world rulers, he's not talking about Caesar, he's not talking about Herod, he's talking about the fallen angels. He's talking about the evil spirits that are opposing the work of God. It's a good reminder for us that our battle is not with flesh and blood. Too many times we can see in the other only the brokenness, only the anger, only the hatred. And we refuse to see in the other one made in the image and likeness of God. My brothers and sisters, everything can be reconciled in the cross of Jesus Christ, if we want it to be reconciled. That seems to be the problem of our current generation. It's not that we don't believe in the efficacy of the cross. There are people that don't want reconciliation. They don't want healing. They don't want forgiveness. They just want to be angry and to be enraged. Everything can be reconciled in the cross of Jesus Christ. Every brokenness, everything that has taken place can be reconciled in Jesus Christ. So we are not at war with each other. This is not a battle of flesh and blood. It is a battle of the good news, the proclamation of Jesus Christ, and those who oppose it. And when I say that, remember what Paul said. It is a battle of principalities and powers, not flesh and blood. These days leading up to All Saints, I know from my work with some of the exorcists that these are very important days on the calendar of the Satanic Church, in which many sacrifices and things are being made in opposition of the gospel message of Jesus Christ. We must pray, my brothers and sisters. We must be in intercession for the world, for our nation, for our communities. It is not a battle that we can win with our fists, knives, or guns. But it is the grace of God being poured out. I have the privilege of praying with some people every once in a while. And one of the persons that I pray with is from Philadelphia. And actually went down to the scenes of the riots and actually found the people and prayed with them. Prayed for healing. Prayed Because there was rage that was there. Prayed against the spirit of rage that had drawn people in and sucked them in. Praying that it would be sent away, just in the way that Jesus says, well, what are you doing today? Well, I'm casting out demons today. Tomorrow, I'm going to be healing people. So matter of fact, right? You just tell Herod, I'm casting out demons today and healing people, and I'll be around. I got work to do. Jesus' battle is not with Herod. It's against demons and the sicknesses that they impose upon the people. So my brothers and sisters, during these days, we do our civic duties, we vote, we do what we need to do. But we need to pray. Because in whatever way that God is going to use our nation to bless others, to bless other nations, to bless the world, we need to pray for that and intercede for that. Because if God can bring good from our nation, then you know that the evil one is trying with all of his force to destroy it. We have much to pray about these days. Amen.